Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Come on up. I know the grown-ups probably won't be able to see, but this is a story, and you will be able to hear the story. You can sit up here with them if you want. Okay. Are we ready for our story? Okay. Look at this. It's gold. I wonder if something precious like gold is inside. Maybe it's a parable. Parables are precious. They're like a gift that was given to you before you were born, or I was born, or your grandparents were born. Now, parables have a lid on. Sometimes it's hard to get into a parable, even if you're ready. Sometimes you have to come back to it, but that's okay. Well, it's got a lid on it. It's closed. But I think we should look inside and see what's in here. What do you think? Okay. Grace, I'm going to put this right between you and me, okay? I wonder what this is.
Looks like grass.
It sure is green and soft. I wonder if it could be something like a frog would sit on in a pond. What's that?
A lily pad.
Oh. Or if I was a... If I was a bird and flying over, I wonder if it could even be the top of a tree.
Looks like grass.
Let's check the other side. Because there's always another side. Still green, too.
But.
It feels different. Okay. Wonder what this is.
A pond.
A pond? Or a cloud? Or a piece of sky? Or could it be a window that I could look through to the other side? I wonder. I wonder what these are. They're so dark. There's no light in them at all. They're like shadows in my hand. Sometimes people that sit over there see a face. But there's no light in that smile at all. What could this be? Like a stick? Or like a little path? Well, here's another one. Maybe if there's this side and this side, maybe this is a bridge. Here's another one. Could it be like a goalpost at a football game?
A fence?
Okay, here's another one.
A fence?
Well, now we've got like a box. And there's an outside. And there's an inside. Let's make a gate. So if whatever is in can get out, and whatever is out could get in. Well, let's keep looking. And there's more. Oh, it's building up. It's getting stronger. And a little stronger yet. And a little bit more. I wonder if something is going to live inside of this.
Animals.
Could be animals.
A buffalo. It's going to be like sheep.
I knew it, sheep.
Okay. Well, let's see. Oh, I do see.
Sheep
lives here. So this is a sheep fold. I wonder how many there are. Could there be this many?
Three.
Or three?
Four.
Or this many?
Five.
Or this many?
I'm 20.
Or maybe just this many?
I'm 2.
I think there's this many.
I'm 20.
But maybe there could be many, many more. Okay. Are we ready? There was once someone who said such amazing things and did such wonderful things that people just had to follow him. And as they followed him, sometimes they asked him, they wondered who he was. So one day, when people were following him, someone asked him who he was. And he said, I am the good shepherd. I know each of my sheep by name. And they know my voice. And they follow me. They follow me to the green, lush grass. And they follow me to the fresh, clean, still water. And when we go through a dangerous place, I show them how to get through. And when we get back to the sheepfold, I count them. And even if one is lost, I will go anywhere to find him. I will go to the fresh green grass. I will go to the calm, clean, still water. And I will go to the dangerous place. And even if she is heavy, I will carry her safely back. And when they're all back inside, I am so happy. I just can't be happy by myself. I have to have all of my friends come and have a wonderful celebration. Now this is the ordinary shepherd. And he doesn't always show the sheep the way, and they wander. And when the wolf comes, he runs away. But the good shepherd comes between the wolf and the sheep and guides them safely back to the sheepfold. Now I wonder if these sheep have names. Yeah. What do you think their names are? It could be anything, right? Could that be Trey? Could be. Yeah? Billy Joe Bob? Okay. I wonder if you have ever been to the soft, fresh grass. Have you ever been to the cool, clean, still water? I wonder. Have you ever been to a dangerous place? Were you? Yeah. Were you ever lost? Good. You ever lost? You were lost one time? Were you found? Good. Were you found if you were in a dangerous place? I wonder if the Good Shepherd ever called your name. This is the Good Shepherd. He's in the box. These are the sheep. This is the sheepfold.
That's a lot of sheep.
Yeah. This is the clean water. This is the dark place. And this is the green grass. Thank you, Terry. Tate. Now, you may find your way back to your seat.
And the Good Shepherd said, at the end of our reading today, the gospel reading, I came that they have life.
Just a second.
Not just life, but life what? Life abundantly. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is calling us into a larger life, not just ordinary life. And that is what Good Shepherd always calls us. The gospel reading that we heard today from chapter 10, John chapter 10, parts of which we always read on this particular Sunday. And what it brings me, today is that three things. First, salvation is not just forgiveness of sins. If we think that salvation is just forgiveness of sins, it is just back to square one. Salvation is more than just forgiveness of sins. It is an invitation to a larger life, an abundant life. So salvation is more than just forgiveness of sin. If it is just that, we end up with just Good Friday. There is no Easter. There is no resurrection. If it is just that, Israelites will be freed from slavery. But there is no promised land. So it is a movement from salvation from sin and then moving into an abundant life. And then if you also read this particular passage in John, it follows the miracle of the man born blind, how he got his sight. So for the man born blind, Jesus was abundant life. When he got his sight, that is abundant life. Just today, so it is abundant life is contextual. It happens right now in our midst. It is not just something that far into the future or life after death. It is right here in our midst with all of us. So just the same way the man born blind got received sight and release from dependence on others and new life. Today, there are people without access to healthcare, for instance. For them, having a place like the clinic next door is abundant life. For people who are starving, for them, a bag full of groceries that we give in our pantry is abundant life. For people who live in impoverished neighborhoods, whether it is Phoenixville or Appalachia or in El Salvador or in Mumbai, India, or in Cape Town, Africa. For them, walking with them in solidarity will be abundant life. For a teenager who is bullied in high school, abundant life is friendship of a person and acceptance. For a parishioner who is homebound, and the only time she or he get to see someone will come to their place only at that time. For them, the abundant life is the visitation by one of our fellow parishioners. For a retiree, abundant life may be finding something worthwhile to do. So abundant life comes in many different ways, in many different ways to different people in different places. But whatever it is, the response is that whatever robs our life, like the thief or the bandit that comes and steals the sheep, whatever robs our life, it is a response to that. It is a release from that, and that is what abundant life. And then take them to a new level of life. And if salvation is more than forgiveness, and if our abundant life is contextual in our everyday life, then we have a responsibility also in being part of this mission that God has to provide this abundant life to all people. All. This is given to all. So our job is to make sure that this abundant life is shared in our community, in our neighborhood, in our country, in the world. So church, for instance, is not just about we receiving abundant life, but church is the place, is the threshold from where we go out and bring the good news of abundant life to all people. And let us do that. And today, Dan talks about the Good Shepherd leading the sheep into good pastures and providing them safety and security and abundant life. And let us also join God in his mission in this world, providing abundant life to people. Amen.